USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The remnants of Hurricane Ida caused historic flooding in the Northeast. At least 50 people lost their lives in New York. At least 11 people died when their basement apartment flooded. Governor Kathy Hochul says it's time to talk about infrastructure.
We have put off for far too long the necessary investments to protect us from the effects of climate change. And it's not that complicated, my friends. We know where we need to build resiliency.
In some flooded areas, police are going door to door and writing out lists of people who are missing. President Biden went to Louisiana to give hope to people flooded out there. He also spoke about rebuilding the infrastructure.
I've been working closely with the governor and our colleagues in Congress from both parties on my Build Back Better plan.
He said any infrastructure that is rebuilt should be built back with more resilience. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the founder of Youngevity and veterinary physician. And I'm the guy that figured out the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis. I'm the guy that found the cause, prevention, and cure of muscular dystrophy. And then I figured out the cause and prevention of sudden death syndrome. You don't hear about those three diseases anymore because in federal lawsuits, we were able to force the manufacturers of baby formulas to put these nutrients in the baby formulas. And those three diseases, cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy, were not genetic diseases. They were just simple nutritional deficiencies. Sudden death syndrome, crib death, was not due to mother laying on the babies. Only 2% of the babies were in bed with their mothers when they died. 98% were in cribs. We had that nutrient put into the baby formulas, and we ended crib death. 20 years ago, one child died of crib death per 100 normal births. Today is one per 3,000 normal births. And if everybody would give all the 90 essential nutrients to these kids, none of them would die. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.